Just about every day we find a fantastic new medical breakthrough that can help us improve the quality of our lives, and today is no different. Melbourne researchers have discovered a blood test that measures a person's risk of developing dementia a decade before they show signs of the disease, which would be a fantastic breakthrough. Dr. Matthew Parsay from the Florey Institute of Neuroscience and Mental Health joins us on 3RW Breakfast. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning.
That's a long time, a decade.
Yeah, that's right. So we did this test to look at levels of inflammation in people's blood, and then we followed them up for a maximum of 10 years to see who developed dementia and who didn't. And we found that those people with higher levels of this inflammatory marker in their blood had a higher risk of developing dementia.
How much higher, Doctor?
Yeah, so those people with the highest levels had a 38% increase in their risk of developing dementia in 10 years.
And so at what stage do you know that it's definitely going to happen? And would you recommend something as simple, Doctor, as giving them some sort of drugs before they actually get it? Is there anything you can do at that early stage?
No, so this is not a diagnostic test. We looked at sort of trends in a large group of people. So certainly those with higher levels, it's no guarantee that they're going to go on and develop dementia. It's just another tool that we were developing that might help. One of the sort of major problems with developing drugs for Alzheimer's disease and other dementias as well is it's very hard to tell who's at an increased risk and who might be suitable to go into studies to try and develop new drugs. And so we're really interested in developing ways in which we can identify people who are at a higher risk so that we can then start to develop new therapies.
What are some of the other things you'd use this information then for? Would it be about more screening prior to any eventual diagnosis?
Yeah, so we hope to essentially improve early detection and perhaps measuring inflammation in concert with other markers as well, like things like amyloid and tau, which are two of the markers associated with Alzheimer's disease. Perhaps by combining different measures we think are associated with an increased risk, we might be able to get a better picture of who's at risk and who's not.
So where do you think this might be available to the public if everything goes according to plan?
Yeah, this is still very early days. We certainly need a lot more research, but I think there's been tremendous improvements lately in sort of non-invasive or blood tests for Alzheimer's disease and other aspects of dementia. So I think this is a really promising area of research, but certainly it's still early days before something like this is available for the public.
And can we also pinpoint what causes the inflammation itself? Is that coming from injury, or is there another reason that the inflammation's occurring?
That's a great question. I think it's probably coming from injury. I mean, sort of any sort of damage to the brain will come with an inflammatory response, whether it's a stroke or a head injury or sort of the pathology which then leads to dementia. So we're not measuring something that's really specific. And, you know, it's still not clear to what extent the inflammation is simply a byproduct of something already happening or something that's making the dementia process worse. But certainly it seems like it's an important thing to detect, and detecting it could improve our predictions of who's at risk and who's not.
Do Australians go and have enough routine blood tests? Is it something we're pretty slack about?
To be honest, I'm not a practicing physician, and I'm not sure. Certainly in the dementia space, I don't think we have enough evidence to go recommend that people get blood tests to assess their risk. But it's certainly an avenue that is being pursued for the future.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Dr. Matthew Parsay from the Florey Institute of Neuroscience and Mental Health.